Beit the Yerushalmi, corresponding to Beit the Bavli, Daf Lamed Hei. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yutef and Medalef at the Mishnah. The beginning of Perek Meshilin. Meshilin peiruth derech haruba b'yom tov. If on Yom Tov one sees that it's about to rain on the fruit that he left dry on its roof, he may lower the fruit through a skylight. The mechafen is like peiruth, bekelim mipnei adalef. One may cover fruits with utensils to save them from a leak. This is also the law for jugs of wine and oil. One may place a utensil under a leak on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Masnisa ba'isa hagag, aval bagagach acher osa. The Mishnah refers to the same roof, but he may not lower the fruit through the skylight of a different roof. B'she'enay shave avalim hayashave muta. And the statement is only applicable when the roofs are of different heights. But if they are of the same height, he may lower the fruits even through the skylight of a different roof. Tani haya sham chaloin mashchilim derech chaloin. The Bible says, if there was a window there in the walls surrounding the roof, but there was no skylight, he may lower the fruit through the window. V'yumye b'shem Rav polsin machseles, which is a shoshifos, al gabe levenim b'shabbos. V'yumye, quoting Rav, said that one may spread a mat of reeds over unbaked bricks on Shabbos to prevent them from getting wet, even though he's moving the mat for the sake of a muksa item. Amar Reb Shimon Reb Yanai lo shamati me'aba achoisi amar li mishmai. Reb Shimon Reb Yanai said that I did not hear the following from my father, it was my sister that told it to me in his name. Beit zeh shenolda b'yom tov somchin la kli b'shul shelo tisgalgel aval ein kofin aleha kli. If an egg was laid on Yom Tov, one may place a utensil next to it to prevent it from rolling, but one may not overturn a utensil on top of it. Shmuel Amar Koifin Olea Kli. Shmuel says one may overturn a utensil on top of it. And with Mana Vavad Shalo Yehei Kli Negeh Begufish Obeitza. The Mana says as long as the utensil does not touch the actual egg. Tani Rabbi Hoshia Nechil Shal Devoirim Polsin Olea Sadin Becham Ibn Achama Avgashom Ibn Achashomim. The advice of Rav Hoshia says that one may spread a sheet over a beehive in the summer to protect it from the sun, and in the winter to protect it from the rain. Ma Karav Kshmul, the Gemara asks, if this advice really teaches us that one may move a non-muksa item for the sake of a muksa one, why did Rav need to say earlier that one may spread a mat of reeds over bricks on Shabbos, and why did Shmul need to say here that one may overturn the utensil on top of the egg? Kam Lamalam, Kam Melamatan. And the Gemara answers, Rav and Shmuel taught, like our Mishnah, that one may only rest the non-muksa on top of the muksa. However, the Braisa disagrees and permits even laying out the item underneath the muksa, thereby annulling the use of the item when the muksa falls upon it. Rav Bizna, v'shem Rav Yosef ben Chanina, shisei chafi lasatois asa letaltalon. Rav Bizna, quoting Rav Yosef ben Chanina, said that the teeth of keys for boats are muksa and may not be moved. Masanta Havian Havinan Prisin Vavinan Misalfin Goy Chamsha. There was a case of nets that were spread out that were becoming burnt from the sun. Osin Shalun the Rav Mao Metaltalasin Amalain Osa Liga Bahin Ashavnali Hain Mizganin Tirsai Roshehim the Shari Lahain Metaltalasin. They asked Rav if they could move them, and he answered that they may not be touched unless he plans before Shabbos that wishes to put them under his head to sleep, in which case they would become utensils that are used for permitted use. Tani Chavishal Tevel Shinisoya Mevi Kli Acher Venoisim Tachtea. The Bible says if there's a barrel of Tevel that is crumbling, one may bring another utensil and place it underneath the barrel to catch the falling produce. Ismale Asar Taltele, when that utensil is full, it may not be moved as Tevel Muksa. Amr Bizeira Zoisamiris Shaisin Takana the Muksa Ladsila Shloikadaoke. There says this shows that one may act to save muksa in an irregular way, and here he merely puts the utensil underneath the falling produce, but without actually holding it underneath. V'ha tani ala avad shel anovim ala matan shel zeisim shel mashchan lo yitom mehen b'yomtef ve'in tzarech leima b'shabbos. The advice is used as a question from the Gemara, if on yomtef, and certainly if on Shabbos, the liquids began flowing out of the utensils in which one presses grapes and olives, one may not receive the liquids in another vessel, even if done in an irregular way. Amar Rav Chista, af pi shezeh tevel, zeh tevel, zeh yesh lo muksa, v'zeh ein lo muksa. Chista answers, even though both the grape and olive juices and the fruits are tevel, one is mukhsa, these juices that seeped out on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and one is not mukhsa, not referring to the fruit because one could tithe the tevel. And the Amra, Sha'isim takana lemukhsa, la'atzila shalek adalkei. We learn from the Baisa that follows that one may perform an act in an irregular way in order to save a mukhsa item. Tani ne'er shakava metzilnes shemanei. The Baisa says that if a candle became extinguished, one may save its oil. Amr b'yakev ba'acha, d'b'shimen hi, d'b'shimen oma, kava mutal talpalei. B'yakev ba'acha rejects that suggestion that the Baisa was a support, because the Baisa follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who said that an extinguished candle may be moved, so nothing can be proven from it. Amr b'shimon b'rav Yitzchak, l'ama l'talpalei halet l'hatzel matzilin. B'shimon b'rav Yitzchak said he only disagrees with Rabbi Shimon about moving it, but all agree that one may save it in this way. Amr b'chananya, Osu oise kenaris mayonai shibolo michutz letrum letaychatrum. The Chananya says that they considered it like rivers and springs that flowed in from the outside of the trum, that one's mind is on them and they're not muksa. Letani kein naris mayonai shibolo michutz letrum mamalei bahem b'shabbos ve'in sechloima b'yomtos. We have a support from a baisa. If rivers and springs flowed in from outside of the trum, we may take from them on Shabbos and certainly on Yom Tov.